tomorrow is a day that we'll all be remembering. And, of course, there was a story in our news this morning about the 9/11 Remembrance Ceremony that's not going to happen in Port Huron this year, but they'll be holding vigil there, and people are invited to make a silent remembrance during the day tomorrow. Of course, in New York City, they are very aware of the 9/11 anniversary. Joining us right now from ABC News, Aaron Katursky, to tell us about some of what's going on there. Aaron, good morning.
Paul, good morning to you. This is going to be a really interesting year, 19 years since 9/11, and marked in the middle of another crisis and another tragedy in the country, in the coronavirus pandemic. So the ceremony is a bit curtailed. They're hoping for fewer families to gather, although they're welcome to be in and around the memorial reflecting pools. There won't be the same recitation of names up on a stage. That will actually be a recording of prior years' recitations, because they just didn't want the crowds to gather on the plaza in the same way. But no less heartfelt, as families, you know, now 19 years on, cope with a twofold tragedy in the loss of loved ones, and then in some cases, families, maybe 1,500. 9/11 responders who are more vulnerable to coronavirus have also, you know, become sick.
In fact, Aaron, there are names being added to the World Trade Center Memorial at the Fire Department headquarters, correct?
There are, and this is, you know, I think we may have spoken about this in the past, because it comes up every year, but 9/11 is still killing, and it's been killing on every anniversary. 343 firefighters died on 9/11. 227 have died of 9/11 related causes in the years since. So, and this year, 27 new names were added to the memorial wall at the New York City Fire Department. They are, you know, firefighters and a battalion chief, and you know, they run the ranks, and they are those who have contracted illnesses that are directly tied to their service, either on 9/11. Or on the pile immediately after.
Another way that this year is being reflected, I think, in this year's remembrance is the fact that, you know, we're looking back on history a lot this year, and those figures from history whose names appear on monuments, memorials, and awards, and there's a renaming of an award in the fire department there.
Yeah, this is also... you know, I think reflecting the times that we live in, as the fire department took a second look at its award for bravery and courage. It was named for a fire department figure that dates to the late 1800s and someone who espoused, as the current commissioner said, some fairly, you know, racist views. And so the fire department took a look and said they wanted to kind of update the name that for whom the award is honored, and they picked the chief of department who on 9/11 was Chief Paul Gansey. He was the only in the history of the department, the only chief of department, the highest ranking uniform in the department, to die in the line of duty, and he died on 9/11. So the Paul Gansey Award is now being used, and I think the fire department says it's more fitting to honor that kind of courage anyway.
Absolutely. You know, it is as tragic as 9/11 was and as heartbreaking as it is to remember it. There are so many great stories of heroism as we look back on that day.
Oh, there's always that's what's, you know, gotten people through. And, you know, we're just today going to be talking to a police officer who just through the kind of fluke of a schedule probably should have died on 9/11. He firmly believes that. But now, you know, he's been spending his life somewhat guilt-ridden, but also in the service of others, stayed at the police department, and make sure that he does his level best to remember. And I think that's, you know, kind of what we've heard repeatedly this year, that there is always an obligation, even through coronavirus and another national disaster that this is, there is still that obligation to remember what happened on 9/11 and the bravery, not just those who died, but also in tribute to those who, you know, who rushed in to try to save lives.
Absolutely. We'll be listening. Aaron, appreciate your reporting. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thanks, Paul.
All right, bye.